Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. My name is David Thoreau, and I'm the president of the Independent Institute. I want to welcome you all to our Independent Policy Forum this evening. And please. The Independent Policy Forum is a regular series of lectures, seminars, and debates that we hold here at our conference center in Oakland and elsewhere around the Bay Area and around the country, for that matter. Our program tonight, as you know, is entitled The Empire Has No Clothes, U.S. Foreign Policy Exposed. And our speaker is the foreign policy expert Ivan Eland, who is senior fellow at the Independent Institute. He's author of the new book by the same name. And this is a copy for those of you who have not seen it yet, and we certainly hope that you'll buy a copy before you leave. In his book, Dr. Eland examines U.S. military interventions around the world from the Spanish-American War to the war in Iraq. Those of you who are new to the Independent Institute, hopefully you picked up a packet when you registered. The Institute itself is a scholarly public policy research institute. We complete studies and produce books and other publications on a wide range of social and economic issues, including foreign policy issues and civil liberties issues. The Institute itself is devoted to adhering to the highest standards of independent academic inquiry. We welcome you to visit our website, which is at independent.org. And at the site, you'll find information about upcoming events, new books, many different studies. I think you'll find us a treasure trove on almost every issue there is. Most Americans don't think of their government as an empire. But in fact, the United States has been steadily expanding its control of overseas territories since before the beginning of the 20th century. Now increasingly, through political intimidation and with the existence of over 700 and expanding number of bases worldwide, the U.S. holds sway over an area that dwarfs the great empires of world history. The war in Iraq has produced, as many of you know, now almost 1,200 U.S. dead, at least 7,000 injured, an estimated 10,000 Iraqi civilian dead, costs approaching $200 billion. Many of you may have noticed there's a proposal now to add another $70 billion to that, and no weapons of mass destruction. Since the U.S. has launched its war on terror, the number of terrorist incidents worldwide has dramatically increased, and the U.S. is hated more than ever. As a result, a growing number of Americans are beginning to question U.S. foreign policy in the Mideast and elsewhere, and we believe that Dr. Eland is an excellent person to discuss these issues. How does the concept of empire fit with the principles of liberals, of conservatives, of people of no particular ideological orientation? What about the issue of so-called blowback and its effect on security and civil liberties at home and abroad? At our policy forum this evening, Ivan will examine the motives behind U.S. foreign policy, the assumptions on which it is based, and a tradition of ideas, including that of the Founding Fathers' vision of what a free republic should be and should not be. Dr. Eland is Senior Fellow and Director of the Center on Peace and Liberty here at the Independent Institute. He received his PhD in National Security Policy from George Washington University. He's been Principal Defense Analyst at the Congressional Budget Office, Director of Defense Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, Evaluator in Charge for National Security and Intelligence for the U.S. General Accounting Office, and investigator for the House Foreign Affairs Committee. His articles have appeared in more publications than I can list, but it includes Arms Control Today, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, Middle East and International Review, and others, as well as popular publications like the LA Times, USA Today, Washington Post, and so on. And he regularly appears on local and national television. One thing I also wanted to add is, on the 17th of this month, Ivan was invited to Italy to receive the Medal of the President of the Italian Republic from Mikhail Gorbachev for his work. And he was among a number of people who received the medal, but his distinction is something that we're very proud of. So, Ivan?